Please rise for the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Please remain standing for a moment of silent meditation. Thank you. At this time, I'll turn it over to Dr. Graham.
Thank you, Mr. Falco. This evening, we were initially scheduled to do a presentation on district goals. We've postponed that presentation until a later date, so we'll give the community more information on that. Tonight, we'll be honoring some students, elementary school students, who participated in the Brookhaven Science Fair competition. I just want to give everybody a reminder that tomorrow night is our senior awards night for both high schools. I think both are at 7 o'clock, so I'm going to attempt to split myself in two so I could be at both places at once. I do invite you all to continue to visit our website, our social media pages, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, to learn more about all of the things that are going on in our school district. One of the things that I just want to mention this evening is I do see from the speaker cards that there are a number of people here tonight to speak on behalf of one of our employees, and I'd like everybody in attendance just to know that the district will not publicly discuss particular personnel matters due to the privacy and confidentiality concerns. Please know that people in attendance this evening have the opportunity to make a public comment, but the administration, the board, and our district council cannot and will not comment on items related to personnel. So I'm going to now pass the microphone over to Ms. Hines to present our certificates for the Brookhaven National Lab.
find that paper towels are the way to go. My students now are saying to me, hey, in our bathrooms, we have hair dryers. Are you going to do something about that? So sure enough, he's given us food for thought and moving forward. So we couldn't be more proud of Nicholas and this honor that he has bestowed on the Sachem School District and for Merrimack Elementary.
Yep. Okay. We have one, two, we have five, huh? Okay. Six. Oh, sorry. Okay, business items. 3A1. Bid awards, motion, please. Rob, second. Laura, any questions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. All right, page three, personnel items, consent agenda, 4A1 through 4B9. Motion, please. Rob, second. Sarah, any questions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried.
So for those of you that are following along with your own copy of the board agenda, you'll notice that the board just approved a number of items all related to personnel. And if you look at item 4A4, this is tenure appointments for teaching personnel. So this is the board's action that grants those individuals tenure who have completed a successful probationary period here. And this is not something that the district takes lightly. There are rigorous evaluation processes in place, both observations and then end of the year. There are meetings with the cabinet, with our building administrators, our department heads, so that we make sure that Sachem is getting the very best people in our classrooms. And so I'd ask that the people who were just given an awarded tenure to stand for a moment so we can congratulate all of you. And we welcome all of you. And we'd ask that all of you just now come forward for a photograph as well. And congratulations again.
Step back to the ledge.
Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, Dr. Graham, just for the community, were there people who were completed their probationary period but did not receive tenure?
Well, so...
Not looking for names. I just want everybody to know that it's not a slam dunk once you do your probation.
Yeah, understood. It isn't a slam dunk. But what I can tell you is that ideally we don't have people who are completing their probationary time and then getting denied tenure at that point. What we'd like to do is that if somebody is struggling, we want to first identify the struggles and then help them along so that they can be successful because we have hired them. And once that goes forward, if we're still seeing that there are issues, ideally we'd like to make those decisions in years 2 and 3 prior to it getting to a person being in their fourth year and then not being granted tenure. So there certainly are instances that occurs, and that's one of the things that we do when we meet as a cabinet with all of our building administrators, department heads. We go through every year, we go through every single probationary teacher, and we have a dedicated conversation to those individuals, where their struggles are, where their strengths are, and how they can continue to be successful in Sachem or perhaps not.
Okay, we're on page 11, action items, consent agenda, action items 511 through 5116. Motion, please, Bill. Second, Laura. Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Jump to page 16, donations. Suffolk Association for Business Officials. Motion, please. Bill. Second, Laura. Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. 522, donation Seneca Middle School. Motion, please. Bill. Second. Rob. Any questions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. 523, donation Nokomis Elementary School PTA. Motion. Bill. Second. Laura. Any questions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. 524, donation Cayuga Elementary School PTA. Motion, please. Bill. Second. Sarah. Any questions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. Section 531, allocation of funds from unassigned fund balance to district reserve funds. Motion, please. Rob, second. Sarah, any questions?
Just,
Rob?
Right.
Sure. As we near the end of the school year, when it's evident that there's going to be surplus, the board passes this resolution so that when we close the books and we meet with the auditors and we make final year-end decisions on which reserves monies are going into, this gives us the maximum flexibility of placing the current outstanding liability into those reserves. So, for example, like our employer retirement system reserve, we have about $5.6 million in it. By statute, we can have about 3 years of outstanding liability, which is $15 million. So the $9.3 million would represent the maximum amount we could put in there. So if you add these numbers up, it comes to over $19 million. It's not saying that we have $19 million in surplus. It just gives us the flexibility to place the appropriate amount of money in each reserve when we close the books. Now, over the summer, when the books are closed, as we close the books, I'll come back to you with a second resolution that looks just like this, except it's going to say exactly how many dollars were moved. Okay?
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Page 18, 532, approval for budget transfer, $50,000 or greater. Motion, please. Laura, second. Bill, any questions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. It's very quiet. Recommendation from the Committee on Special Education. Motion, please. Laura, second. Bill, any questions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. Okay, monthly reports. Determination of the Committee on Preschool Special Education. Give me a motion on that, 6A1. Motion, please. Laura, second. Bill, any questions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. Subcommittees, anything on legislative, audit, budget, or policy? Anything? Not yet?
I would just want to say, Mr. Falco, that we're getting ready and preparing for our reorg meeting, and so there are a number of committees that are now winding down their work for the year, and we'll be looking to start those up again for the next year. So I guess we'd ask that if there are people who are interested in those committees, and that would be the legislative, the Citizens Advisory Audit Committee, and the Sachem Budget Advisory, that they can go onto the website and check with the district clerk and see the application process for those committees, because our intent is to then appoint the individuals for those committees sometime in the summer for their work over the course of the next year. That doesn't mean, I think we've reached out to current committee members already, so we are checking with them first to gauge their interest in continuing on those committees. So if you have an interest in participating on one of those committees, please check in with the district clerk.
Okay. Anything else on the committees? Okay. All right. We'll jump to page 17. We have no presentations or discussions, nothing. Okay. Visitors. First one, Carrie Parker. Hiya. Yeah. Make sure that mic, that light is green.
Green.
Okay. You got it.
Okay. So I typed it up just to make it easier for myself. So I kept on track. thank you for hearing me out. I'd like to introduce myself. I'm Carrie Parker. I am the mother of two students in the Sachem District, one of which is preparing to graduate in just mere days, then off to study nursing and play field hockey and track with skills that she cultivated with the guidance of your Sachem East coaches. Another who is a scholar athlete, an active member of SAD, a member of all six honor societies, as well as a proud member of the Sachem East varsity football team. I understand and completely empathize with the changes that need to be made within our football program because of the tragic loss of a life. No amount of education or training can prepare you for what we all experienced last August. I'm certain nothing in any of your master's studies or even your doctorate could have possibly armed you with the proper training, guidance, and wherewithal for such an unforeseen tragedy as was losing Joshua. There are things that I am certain you are all privy to that I, as well as the rest of the Sachem community, am not. But here's just a snippet of what I am certain are things you and the board are not privy to. My son Archer is not the team's star quarterback. He isn't the next Danny Carroll or even the next Matt Kamiatek. But what he is a fine example of what hard work, trust, dedication, love, and respect for his coaches is. That fateful day last August, my husband and I had a significant number of boys at our home with our children. We gave them blankets, pillows, a place to cry, a place to be boys, to laugh in brief, very brief moments, to hold each other, to comfort each other. We fed them, we cared for them, we loved them. We did the best we could to soothe their souls in those first 24 hours and for the weeks and months to come. I'm emotionally attached to each of these young men through this awful tragedy, and what I can say about each of them is that their love and loyalty to their coach, their rock, their mentor, is nothing you can teach them in a classroom. This trust and brotherhood was earned on the field through sweat, sore muscles, and hard work. It's possible that my son's coaches don't know him well. Maybe they utilized bigger players. Maybe the players that don't have the integrity that my son Archer possesses. But you know, it never stopped him, because that is what integrity is. It's doing the right thing when no one is watching or taking attendance. My son is going to use his brain outside of his helmet. His grades have always come first. Equally, he has a loyalty to his team as well as his coaches. And as an incoming freshman, Archer fell during practice and suffered a compound fracture of his arm, requiring surgery that disqualified him from Camp Kennebrook and the remaining Sachem East football season. But the day after having surgically pins put in his arm, he woke up at 5:45 in the morning in the pouring rain asking us for a ride up to practice because he needed to support his team. We told him, "Bud, they'll give you a pass. You just had surgery," to which he insisted he needed to go to support his team. So off he went in the pouring rain, wearing his Sachem East football bucket hat in support of his team and his coaches. That's dedication and integrity, and that is my son. The changes in the CHME's varsity football program feel biased and one-sided because I ask you and the Board of Ed, as a man, as a woman, as a parent, and as a mother, how can anyone sit there and remove one person from their post without removing the entire top tier? If you were going to say Coach Ward should have been out on the field that day, let's take a closer look at the rules that govern and acknowledge that Coach Ward and Coach Gambino weren't allowed to physically be on the field that day because it was camp. And, well, it was camp. And they're the coaching staff of the football team. We as a community agree that the athletic director oversees, or at the very least, should be overseeing all sports activities. He knew what drills were being conducted, and if he didn't, then that he wasn't doing. In so many words or less, I can expect the same for all positions even higher than the AD. I mean no disrespect to anyone in any position, but if one of us falls, then we all fall. By taking away the coaching staff, you are putting my son and his teammates at risk for injury or worse. Their spirits have already been broken. They will forever be scarred. They will never forget. A fear has replaced their thoughts of being invincible. A harsh life lesson, but a life lesson nonetheless. We can and should all agree there is no place for fear on the football team. The men they trust will be gone. Who will know my son? Who will know anyone's son? Who will keep them safe? Can you or anyone on the board assure me that these changes to our coaching staff will keep these boys safe? I don't believe you can. Accidents happen. So tell me what purpose of getting rid of the coaches that have watched these boys grow, seen their strengths, know their weaknesses over the last 4 years. Someone needs to explain it to me so that I can explain it to my son. If it is the main objective of the Board of Ed to dissolve a national pastime like football from our high school program, then it should be done already, because this in the standstill mode, it's unsettling, it's unfair, and it's unjust to our children. It is sad and unfortunate that for each new protocol or policy that has been enacted, the cost has been at an ultimate sacrifice, which is one of our children. Whether that be by a drunk or texting driving accident, a school shooting, a heroin overdose, or a suicide, which in our district, there's been several, an athletic tragedy. The world is different. It's changing. It's harsh. It's fast-paced. It's full of risk and uncertainty. We are arming our children with ego and arrogance, creating narcissistic behavior that breeds more and more of the above. Why are we looking at just one man? It's your responsibility as superintendent and as someone that we trust, that we've taught our children to trust, that you have their best interests at heart, to arm them with support, counseling, grief management, and therapy. And so where's that been? I ask you, what do I tell my children? And can I ask you what you tell yours? I just don't understand why anyone can stand behind and profess to have our children's best interests at heart. I don't want anyone to tell me to profess to hold them and care for them and to remind us that they need us, because I know my children need me. Do you know that they need you too? Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Michael Panlucci.
Before I take a seat, Mileto, we'll agree on about 90% of what I'm going to say. 10% we may not. I'd still like to give you a hug when I'm done.
Good evening. My name is Michael Panlucci, and I'm here to speak tonight regarding the negligence of our school administration and some of our school board pertaining to your response or lack of a response to the tragic and heartbreaking events that transpired on August 10th, 2017. Let me start by saying that the district's and Dr. Graham's first statement included a phrase that this was not a school-sanctioned event or activity. In my law enforcement days, we would call this circling the wagons to protect themselves. During the season, our boys had themselves and their coaches, their families, and even the Mileto family to help them cope with and endure what they were all going through and trying to make sense of. I, for one, as I know others also, had reached out to Dr. Graham to implore him to bring in outside help. Mind you, this was before and after my son was found cowering in a corner in the auditorium crying because your staff thought it was fine to have him sit through a presentation from someone who suffered severe head trauma. We were told that we could contact the Long Island Trauma Network to secure help for our children by a letter. Mind you, they offered 3 sessions, then we would have to pay. What about those who had no insurance and didn't have the means to pay, Dr. Graham? Whether they were football players or not didn't matter. They needed help and still do. Finally, Long Island Trauma Network was brought into school for a couple of sessions before the holidays, which some of the students and parents did attend. We were told they would be back after the break to continue, and they never were. We were told it was Dr. Graham's decision not to have them continue. Could that be because the district, under Dr. Graham's direction, didn't want to seem like they were taking any responsibility? I'll let you answer that question. Student, athletes, and parents have been asking for months as to what was going on with our program and staff. No answers, time and time again. Now, with mere days to the end of school, the boys are kicked again when they find out their coach has been dismissed and their team has no direction. They are lost and they feel they have no voice. They are being overlooked by you, the very people who say you are there for them. All the boys realize and hear that North has had their meeting and it's business as usual over there. How is that? If I'm not mistaken, Coach Falco and his coaching staff over at North allowed their players to participate in the same drill on Fridays during the Big Man Challenge that took Josh's life. How is that that they are not being held to the same standard as our East staff? How are they not accountable? Could it be that the school board's president's last name is also Falco? Another question I will leave for you to answer. Dr. Graham, my family and I know many people in the district and many who work for the district. The consensus is you are not easy to work for or with, and if people disagree with you or see them or you see them as being problemsome to you, you will do what you are contractually able to do. Rumor has it that you want Coach Woj, Coach Gambino, and Principal Antonetti shipped over to North. Time will tell if I'm right. What I can tell you is this is no way to right a sinking ship. Those 3 men have been sought out by my son during some of his most troubled times and have always managed to get him thinking somewhat clearer. It has come to my attention, and I implore you, the school board, to not just roll over and accept what Dr. Graham is dictating. From what I have been told, it takes 5 votes to override Dr. Graham's decision. Whether you believe it or not, these boys need these people in their lives right now. Lastly, as for Dr. Graham and his administration, you have failed miserably in the eyes of many. But before you close your eyes tonight, I want you to picture all the students you failed. It doesn't matter if they're football players, boys, girls, athletes, or not. You have failed them all. It is for this reason you will be hearing from yet another attorney who will be representing whichever young men choose to be involved due to your lack of leadership, planning, and administration. I can tell you there's quite a few already.
Siapa Mileto?
Good evening, Dr. Graham, board. Sorry, I'm a little nervous. I don't do a lot of public speaking. On September 8th, 2017, players from the junior class walked onto the field of Sachem East with their senior teammates to begin a season many never believed would be played. Each game, these young men would play with drive, focus, determination, and intensity, while an entire community and beyond watched with pride and admiration. On November 4th, 2017, these same young men left the field, tired, worn down, some having just finished their last high school game of ball forever. They walked together, hand in hand. They did it with style and grace, tears in their eyes, but heads held high. On November 4th, an arrow was passed from the senior class to the junior class. A young man spoke at the last Board of Ed meeting. He said he often refers back to the words of a member of the Sachem East coaching staff. Never forget, keep moving forward. The underclassmen deserve the same rights and respect afforded to varsity teams of years past. You failed these players on multiple occasions. You've had since November to make a decision. I've been in this district for many years. I've gone through a coaching change from Brian Harvey to Woj. I know players don't like change. I know it can happen. They can thrive given time, not given weeks. You failed them. Make a decision. Give them the time. Don't wait until August. They deserve to know what is going to happen. Thank you.
Thank you. Do we have any future agenda items? None? Okay. At this point, I need a motion to go into executive session to discuss legal advice regarding pending litigation, confidential issues regarding school safety plans. Motion, please. Bill, second. Rob, all in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. We will not be coming out for any votes.